Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Hi, John.
So we're here to talk about the most popular concert of the year. This time we're doing more than one, and that is our Holiday Pops concert. We have two, and we're doing more than one in as much as we have two venues this year where we're performing these concerts. December the 13th, we'll be at Monbeck Auditorium at Highland High School. And on December the 14th, a Friday, we'll be at Valparaiso High School in their beautiful new auditorium. And we're very happy to have these venues to help us accommodate our vast audience that we have developed over the years, selling out year after year at the Star Plaza Theater for this concert, a single performance of it, but now we are offering more than one performance. So, Kirk, why don't you tell us a little bit about this year's concert?
Thank you, John. Well, the first thing, I would just follow up on your thought in that the Star held about 3,400 people, and we usually would sell 3,200 or 3,300 tickets. So I encourage everybody, please, to like call the office or email us and get a ticket right now, you know, because the concerts will sell out, and we're joyous about that. In answer to your question, John, I'm going to start the concert this year with the Alleluia chorus from the Messiah, because we have not done any Messiah for about 4 years, and people have written to me about it, and it is a fantastic and brilliant and joyous opening to the concert. So traditional things like that. But we're going to do a lot of new pieces this year, not new for holidays, just we haven't done them. Like, I've never done Merry Christmas Baby, you know, and it is a Holiday Pops concert. We're going to do reverent music. We're going to do Ave Maria and See Amid the Winter Snow. But this year we have the fortune to have the Munster High School chorale with us also, several pieces. And it was something that their director and I spoke about, and the Merry Christmas Baby is going to be so much fun doing it with. Really, it'll be just a blast.
We have enjoyed having that group perform with us before for Holiday Pops concerts. They're an award-winning ensemble, are they not?
Yes, yes. And they're also going to be our guest at our Festival of Trees this year, as you know, John. So they're an outstanding group of young people, amazing director, just, I don't know how much more I can say about them. They're just fantastic. So they're going to join us, and we also have the Hammond Suzuki Strings, because as we all try to do at the symphony, we try to involve young people in our concerts. So they're going to come and play Joy to the World and Jingle Bells with us just for a few pieces. We also have our wonderful soloist that everybody fell in love with last year, Jesse Donner, come to sing, and we have some Mormon Tabernacle choir arrangements that we have gotten our hands on, and he's going to sing them like the Holy City and Take My Hand, Precious Lord, things like that on the concert.
Are there other new pieces that the orchestra and chorus have never done before?
Oh, yes. There's this Hanukkah Festival overture. I'm glad you asked me, John, because it is just a blast. It is so much fun. It's full of klezmer music and tambourines and clarinets wailing. It's an absolute blast. And also, there's a piece called On Christmas Day, which we all know, but it's an absolutely new arrangement by the terrific composer Amundsen, who's out of St. Olaf's in Minnesota. And he, St. Olaf's University in Minnesota, and he does terrific arrangements. But there are several pieces like Do You Hear What I Hear, which again, we all know, but and What Child Is This, which we all know, but they're completely new arrangements that the chorus has never sung, that the orchestra has never sung, and hopefully it just gives us some fresh ears for the concert.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a rousing opening with the Alleluia chorus, and the whole audience, you can turn around and indicate to the whole audience that they should rise for this. This was a tradition.
We'll have to talk about that, absolutely. That's... And, of course, John, there is the big sing-along, which has been a tradition with us. So they get to turn around and look at their neighbors and sing too.
So they can rise a couple of times during the concert.
Yes.
So there's exercise built into the experience as well. Well, good.
Yes.
Well, that'll be fun to have all that activity going on, and not just one opportunity to hear that concert, but two, one in Lake County, one in Porter County. We're very happy to be performing this concert in Porter County for the very first time ever. So, and we have support from the Porter County Community Foundation to help us with that, as a matter of fact. So, Kirk, thank you for being with us to tell us about this year's Holiday Pops concerts, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.